This is your house. It's a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Let's make him welcome tonight. Help me sing it. Well, this is your house.
This is your house.
Father, come and dwell. This is your house. It's a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Let's sing it again. Well, this is your house.
This is your house.
Father, come and dwell. This is your house. It's a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Are you thankful to be in his house tonight? Amen. I appreciate the opportunity. I mean, the deacons have asked to announce that there is a there's a car parked, a Toyota with Washington State tags on it, and you've left your lights on. They weren't sure who that belonged to, but if you got a Toyota with Washington State tags, you've left your lights on, so you might want to get that fixed. We got several prayer requests. I want to ask Brother Terry Horn if he doesn't mind to come and pray over these. Let's remember Sharon Piercy. She's halfway through chemo treatments. She's running a fever and feels very bad. She's trusting the Lord and prayer of the saints to get her through again. Sister Carol turns that in. Please pray for Brother George Hamlin's brother-in-law, Dave Green, who is in the hospital with stroke symptoms, running tests on him. So let's remember that. A sister from Canada called and asked the church to pray for an urgent unspoken request. Brother Terry would ask for us to remember Brother Jim Babb, still feeling poorly with the pneumonia in his lung there, so let's remember that. Gary Wiseman, recently retired from the Washington County Sheriff's Department, found out today that he has terminal cancer. The doctors have given him no hope, so let's look to the one that can provide hope to that man and family. Brother Samuel turns in a request tonight, battling sickness. Wants everybody to know that he loves them all, so let's remember Brother Samuel. Sister Cynthia Parker and Sister Tammy Dixon request prayer for their dad. He's been having health problems for a while now. He is worse today. Been taken to the hospital. Pray for his healing, strength for his family. Let's remember that. Brother Gary and Sister Alana Hara turn this in. Remember our granddaughter Sarah and Jimmy Overstreet in prayers. They lost their home and everything in it a couple of days ago to a fire. They got out safely with their two children. Just to ask God to be with them. Also remember their oldest grandson, Ethan. Ethan Hara, he's going to be leaving Sunday for the Marine Corps. So let's remember that. This is a prayer request from Brother Ben Casanova. I'm not going to attempt the last name there. I hereby request prayer for unity and safety of my family. We fled our country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. We were serving the Lord and preaching the end time message in Beulah Tabernacle. Due to persecutions, tortures, and death threats by our leaders, I'm actually in the UK in asylum claim and left my family, wife, and three children in South Africa. But things are not working well for me as they're planning to deport me. So I firmly believe God will do something for us. If you can remember us in prayer, thanks for remembering us. So let's remember that brother tonight, and let's think about what he's going through to be serving the Lord, listen to this message that we have so convenient to us. We are to appreciate it more and more every day. Let's stand as Brother Terry comes and takes these knees to the Lord.
It's only one thing better that I can think of, of being in church, or getting to, having to get to go to church, and that's getting to go to heaven. And we're going to church, and we're making preparation for that day, great day to go to heaven. If you forgive me, how many of we really enjoyed Brother Darrell's message on Wednesday night? It was just so much, really tremendous on healing. It was just such a blessing to me. And I found this little quote, if you forgive me for reading this real short quote, but it just kind of built faith a little bit before we pray tonight. And brother, this old, I think it's an old Indian sister that Brother Ram talks about, and she had just witnessed the person in front of her, a cross-eyed person, that God had healed the little boy, that his eyes were made straight, and she had seen that miracle. And Brother Ram says, well, here she come. I noticed her. It's pitiful the way she was. She had arthritis. She couldn't hardly walk. She had two broomsticks cut off. She was real poor. A hole bored in the top of a little piece of tube before and made a cross on the top of the crutch with rags wrapped around it. And when she come out, she could only set those crutches like this then. Arthritis, you know. See, she couldn't move her legs like that. Then she set those crutches out. And I just stood still, let her come. And she come right up to me and she looked up. Poor old thing. She was shaking, palsy, great big deep creases in her cheeks. And when she looked up, her graying hair, a leather wrapped around it and hung down on her back, and tears was making her way down through them wrinkles. I thought, you know, somebody's mother just stood there. And when she looked up at me, I never said a word to her, just kind of smiled. She reached over and got one of them crutches and put it with the other crutch, handed them up to me, and went walking off there just as good as anybody, see? And I said, I asked her, how did she come to have that face? She said, if him make cross eyes straight, him make legs straight. That was good enough for her. Him to make cross eyes straight to be him that can make legs straight. So God just requests one thing. The price has already been paid if we could just have faith. It's all contingent on one thing. All things are possible if you could just only believe. So let's believe for these requests tonight. You believe and we believe. One to put 1,000 to flight, two 10,000, and we'll see much accomplished in this prayer, just as I'm sure I know that much was accomplished Wednesday night. You know, and Heavenly Father, as we come to you, how thankful we are to be gathered back in the house of God. We're so thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us. We're thankful that you called us out of Babylon, out of those denominational systems. We're so happy to be part of the elected group. Lord, it might be a persecuted way, and maybe so much not in the flesh now, although that's getting harder. But we see, Lord, that the squeeze is beginning to tighten up, it's beginning to come down a little harder, and it's get harder and harder. But Lord, I know that you've said you give supreme grace and supreme hour. So we have nothing to fear because you promised to take us out of here. Lord, how thankful we are. We can come into the house of God just thinking we can come into the church, not like the systems of Babylon where they got confusion and everybody talking and carrying on, but we can come into the house of God as quiet, read our Bibles and pray and meditate and getting ready for the coming forth of the Word. Lord, we're just thankful for the order that you have granted and restored everything back to the rightful way. How thankful we are for that. Lord, I pray now for these requests. Sister Carol, the first one that was read, you know the need there. We just pray in behalf of that for Brother Jim. Lord, touch him and make him well. Give him a complete restoration of health. There's others that's been really sick, and Lord, you know all about each one. I pray that you'll grant to them a divine healing, Lord, even a miracle. Lord, that person that had terminal cancer that they mentioned just retired, Lord, you're able to touch him, Lord, even though he's maybe not one of us, as we would say, Lord, but we just want to have faith for him. Many would come through the prayer line, not even Christians. And Brother Man said, I pray for them just like anybody else. Another person would like to have life just a little bit easier. So, Lord, I pray that you would touch that person and make him well. And Lord, as Brother Andrew Glover comes to bring us the message tonight, Lord, just give him spiritual food in due season. Lord, may it be a wonderful time of fellowship around the Word. I know that if we'll pull on the gift of God, he's studied, he's prepared, he's prayed, and I know he's led of you to bring us what you've laid upon his heart. And Lord, I know if we really pull, if we really concentrate, if we really desire, Lord, to feed on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man, that you'll give us those spiritual vitamins tonight that we really have need of so that we can go out tomorrow, the next day to fight the enemy. Lord, that we can have more faith to be able to handle that strong, have strong faith to handle that sharp two-edged sword. Grant it tonight, Lord. Each one of these requests, those that I didn't mention, those that I did, each one, may they be healed. saved. If there's anyone here tonight, Lord, that does not have that token, knows that they're not sealed in and doesn't have that seal of God, speak to their hearts, Lord. This could be their last hour. Could be all of us' last hour. Lord, we want to be ready, all of us. I don't want to see anybody miss it. The prophet of God said, sublime wouldn't touch it. Perfection wouldn't touch it. He said, all I can say is just don't miss it. God grant these things. We love you so much. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
You can be seated tonight. Well, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret of this is that the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the stairway for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides. He abides, oh hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the stairway, for the Comforter abides with me. He's with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides with me. He abides, He abides, oh hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the stairway, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the stairway, for the Comforter abides with me.
Let's do G. I want to know how it feels. G. I want to know how it feels. You looking forward to that?
Well, I want to know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I want to know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I want to know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I want to know how it feels. My mama and daddy talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knee. They said that nothing compared to what was waiting up there. Now one day we would finally be free. I've never seen it, I keep on believing it'll be a place like I've never known. I'll keep my eyes on the sky, my soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I want to know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold.
feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I want to know how it feels in that chorus.
Sometimes I get weary from this life that I'm living. Seems peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load when all that I've got to show is 700 things on my mind. But lately I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. More than I've ever dreamed, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. I want to know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I want to know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I want to know to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I want to know how it feels.
Sing that verse again.
Yeah. Sometimes I get weary from this life that I'm living. Seems peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load when all that I've got to show is 700 things on my mind. But I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. More than I've ever dreamed, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. To make my way down the streets of gold. I want to know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I want to know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven.
Brothers, you'd like to come? Let's sing that B multiplied. Is that C? Let's see, I got it right here. Let's sing B multiplied. It's F, actually. Looks like we've got some visitors. The Cardill family from Florida. Where would that family be at tonight? God bless you. Welcome to the service. Hope you're blessed tonight. Let's sing this song together tonight.
Oh, God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this soul across the sky and these hallelujahs be multiplied. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, across the sky. And these hallelujahs be molted.
You want to make him an offering tonight?
God of mercy.
Let's stand tonight. Brother Andrew Glover is going to come bring the word to us tonight. So appreciate Brother Andrew.
Amen.
Wonderful gift that he's got. Let's just pull tonight. Let's sing together, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his. Have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his name.
Tonight, that you'd rather have Jesus. There's a lot of things we'll get in this life, but there'll be many things that has no value to us. But Jesus should mean everything to us. He saved us. He healed us. He delivered us. He gave us the Holy Ghost. He revealed Himself to us. And He done all these things simply because He loves us. He's our treasure tonight. The Bible said wherever your treasure is, there your heart is also. I want my treasure to be in Him tonight, don't you? Let's just bow our heads together tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight, Lord, and we are so grateful, Lord, to be called Your children tonight, Lord. And Father, to know that we can assemble ourselves together in Your presence tonight, dear God. Lord, we've not come to be seen, Lord, or to be heard, but Father, we have come, as Your prophet taught us, to bring our little licks of fire together. Lord, that each lick of fire could come together and make that one great pillar of fire among us tonight, Lord. And Lord, we know that without You, Lord, we are nothing, Father. But with You, Lord, and through Your Word, we can do all things, Father. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God would just pass by our way tonight, Lord, as the saints have sung the songs, Lord, of Zion, Lord, and created the atmosphere. Lord, I pray for those tonight, God, that have a desire to be here, Lord, but sickness has struck their body, Lord, and they're not able to be here. Lord, I pray the Spirit of God would touch them, Father. Lord, I pray for Brother Jackie tonight, God. I thank You, Lord, for bringing him through the surgery, Lord, and I pray You just continue to touch our brother's body, Lord. I pray for Sister Betty Waller tonight, God, and those, Lord, that are sick, Father, may You touch our sister tonight, Lord. And God, may the Spirit of God bless those that are here tonight, Lord. Maybe some sick in their body, but yet, Lord, they've pressed on to be in the service tonight, God. May You honor that faith tonight, I pray. Lord, may You just forgive us where we failed You, Lord, and may You just strengthen our lives in Your Word. Help us, Lord, to get ourselves out of the way, Lord, that You could come and speak to our hearts tonight, God. Anoint us afresh tonight. Lord, I pray You be with Brother Donnie, Lord, and the brothers there hunting, Father. Lord, just give them a time of rest, Lord, I pray. Bring them back home to the church safely, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you richly tonight. If you have your Bibles, we'll invite you to the book of Romans chapter 8. We greet you tonight in the name of the Lord. We just count it an honor and a privilege to be back with you. And certainly appreciate Brother Donnie for inviting us to come back this way. And always enjoy being in service with you. And just trust something will be said to be a blessing and a help to you.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Now, I want to speak tonight on this thought. I was actually coming home from a meeting in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, and I was listening to Brother Branham preach on the third seal. And actually, I want to preach out of that message, the third seal, both services, but I just want to look at this tonight by the help of the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The Bible says this, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." May God have the blessing to read of His Word as you're seated tonight. You love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Amen. You happy to be a Christian?
Yes,
if I would give this thought tonight a title, I would like to speak to you on the revival of manifestation. The revival of manifestation. And I said we was listening to the third seal, and I thank God for the seals. Amen. I thank God for the truth that He's opened up to us in this hour. Now I want to read this statement just to lay a foundation. Brother Branham makes this statement. He says that's what's the reason they, that the revivals that we're supposed to have. He said we have denominational revivals. He said we haven't had a real stirring. He said we've had denominational revivals, but we haven't had a real stirring. He said no, sir. He said don't think we've got revivals. He said we haven't. He said they've got millions and millions and millions of church members. He said but not a revival nowhere. He said no, the bride hasn't had a revival yet, see? He said there's been no revival there, no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet. Now, I like how he says that. He says there's millions upon millions of church members, but there's not been a revival to stir the bride yet. So he was not just saying that there's not been a revival and there's not going to come a revival, but he said there's not been a revival yet, but that revival is coming. So he said the bride hasn't had a revival yet. There's been no revival there. There's been no manifestation of God to stir the bride. He said, see, we're looking for it. And it will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. He will send it. He promised it. Now watch. He said, now she was dead. So Brother Branham here is telling us at one time there was no moving. There was no stirring. But now there has come something more than what denominational systems had. There has come something
something more than just what the Pentecostal church age had, but there has come a stirring, there has come a manifestation of the reality of God. He said it like this. He said, so no manifestation. So what are we looking for tonight? We are looking for that manifestation. Amen. Now I believe tonight as we read in the scripture, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know, I believe tonight that each church age has had its sufferings. I believe the first church age had their sufferings. The second church age had their suffering. All these church ages have had their sufferings, but now has come our time. For what good would it do for us together on the other side and sit down with battle-scarred soldiers and battle-scarred veterans of the faith of Almighty God and sit there with no scars and sit there with no suffering and sit there with no trials. But friends, God has taken us through this church age because He is reflecting Himself in a bride. So actually the very desire of God is not to see a bunch of emotion. It's not to see a bunch of a workup. But the very desire of God is to see a manifestation of Himself in a group of people. Amen. To see who He is once again back in a group of people. We live in tonight, I believe that we live in an age of entertainment. And that entertainment is called Hollywood. And I believe that Hollywood has so possessed the age in which we live. You know, everything seems to revolve around that spirit of Hollywood. And I believe, as the prophet taught us, that Hollywood has tapped itself into the church. And the world looks to religion. The world looks to Christianity. The world looks to God to be a production or to be a show or to be something of entertainment. But that's not what the gospel came to do. For the gospel is not production. The gospel is not entertainment. But the gospel is the word of God made manifest for that hour. Amen. So he says it like this. He says, and I will say this way tonight, that demon of Hollywood that is so possessed this age has brought in such a spirit upon ministry around the world to try to produce something. You know, that's the denominational mindset, Brother Terry, is to try to make a show. But the prophet of God said here, we're not looking for a show. We're looking for a manifestation. Now, Brother Branham taught us that we don't produce the fruit. We bear the fruit that the Word produces. Thank the Lord. And I believe tonight that Hollywood is constantly trying to build up the people into a move of denominational revivals. But that's not going to satisfy a bride. You know, the prophet of God said, what we need tonight, I believe that's a good thing to see, what Brother Branham said we need. He said, what we need tonight is a lot of this here Hollywood evangelism choked down. So not built up or not supported, but what we need here tonight is a lot of this Hollywood evangelism choked down. I believe he was saying that because there is a heart of God desires to make His word manifest to the people. But as long as that devil stands in the way, he'll try every way he can to hinder it. But God was saying there's a bride on the earth that's got the anointing of the word of God in this age, and she, by the power of Almighty God, will choke that Hollywood evangelism spirit down. I believe that's what he was saying tonight. Now they will pray. Now listen, many people, they will pray, and my, how they will cry, and my, how they will try to work up a revival, and they'll try to work up a move of God. And then when the Spirit of God does begin to move, why, they'll stand up and kill it. You know, because maybe they don't want to see somebody on fire. They don't want to see somebody so filled with the Spirit of God. They don't want to see an actual, genuine manifestation of God. All they're really interested in is expectation. Are you with me tonight? But the bride is not looking for expectation only. She is looking for manifestation. She is looking for Christ to manifest Himself like His Word said He would do. Now what would sound better if they would stand up and preach expectation that one day God will send a prophet and one day God will fulfill all the scriptures in the Bible that speak of a prophet? What sounds better? That, just to get up and say one day God will do something. One day God will move, Brother Terry. One day God will birth a revival. One day you'll get on fire. One day you'll kick sin out of your life. One day you'll have the real baptism of the Holy Ghost. What sounds better? Preaching expectation or stand up and preach manifestation? and say the prophet's already come. And he has declared, come out of her, my people, and be ye a separated people. So they're looking for expectation. Now notice, Romans 8:19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the earnest expectation. Now look at this. I believe tonight that the two keys of revival will lay right before us tonight in this scripture. That is expectation and manifestation. Are you with me tonight? Now look at this word expectation. It means a strong belief that something will happen. It's a strong belief that something will happen or that someone will achieve something. It's a strong belief. It's a strong faith that something is going to happen. And revival comes to bring a change. It comes to bring a transition. It comes to get us out of the complacency. Come on, somebody. It comes to change us. It comes to move us. So what is God saying here? All these years they've been expecting the manifestation of the sons of God. They've been expecting the manifestation of daughters of God. But now we are living in the age when the expectation is becoming manifestation. We're not here tonight just rallying around mere expectation. We're not here trying to work ourselves up around something that's dead. We are revived tonight by the manifestation. Hallelujah. That God has produced in this hour. That's our revival tonight. Brother Branham preached several messages on that word expectation. Now, Brother Branham says this, he said, just for a little text, if I should call that. He said, I want to speak for a few moments or two on this word expectation. He said, we always get what we expect. We always get what we expect. When people expect anything, well, then they'll usually get what you look for. He said, it's the mental attitude that you have towards it. So we get what we expect. So if you wake up and expect to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad day. If you wake up expecting, well, I'm going to be sick today, more than likely before the day's out, because that's what your focus is. That's what you're living towards. But that's not what the bride ought to be living for tonight. She ought to be living for the manifestation of Christ and Him alone. It's something more than just mere expectation. Now, expectation, Brother Bram said, is built upon a faith. Amen. Expectations are built on faith. And you must have faith before you can expect anything. So expectation is that building block towards the manifestation. Oh, God. I'm about to preach myself happy. Amen. It's the building block towards it. It's what is coming. So before they could holler, God will send a prophet. But now in this hour, we are not feeding up on the expectation of God sending a prophet. We are feeding up on the manifestation that God did send a prophet. Expectations are built on faith. And you must have faith before you can expect anything. And Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. You see, that's why we hear testimonies, because it builds faith for what God's going to do. You take somebody that the doctor said there's no hope for them, that cancer has just eaten their body up. But you take somebody that the doctor told them the same thing, and let them stand up and say, hey, that's what the doctor told me. But Jesus passed by my way, and I've been gloriously healed. There is the manifestation of what God can do. What is it? Hearing what God has done builds faith for what God's going to do. Oh, glory. Hearing what God has done builds faith for what God's going to do. Let me say this tonight. We should never have a negative testimony. Our testimony should always be pointing to the positive of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He is able to do. Now we say we should come to church with expectation. I believe that. Do you? I believe every service we come, we should come with expectation. But I don't believe it should just stay expectation. We should come to church with expectation, but we should leave with the manifestation of our expectation. Oh, Godfrey, we should come here expecting God to heal somebody and watch somebody walk away healed. We should come here expecting God to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost and watch them walk away with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We should come with expectation, but we should leave with manifestation. But how many services does the devil rob us of that? How many services does the devil tell us, that's not for you, you can't possess that, you can't have that, and reality, he is a liar. We ought to remind him tonight, he's a liar. Satan is a liar. Truly our God is a God of expectation, but our God desires more than just to give us expectations. Now I believe tonight that God knows the expectations and God knows the potential of every single one of us. Can we preach tonight? God knows what he placed inside of us. God knows the desire that he had in his mind before the foundation of the world for us. So God, based upon his expectation, predestinated a bride to stand in this hour. That somebody, he knew Romans 8, Brother Terry, he knew it laid inside the scripture, that for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He knew that scripture laid there, but he also knew there must come somebody that would manifest that scripture. So who did he choose, Brother Dan? He chose us. He chose us, young people, to manifest the scripture of this day. Well, I can't do it. Nonsense. Well, I'm not good enough. Nonsense. Well, nobody likes me. Nonsense. Well, I'm not popular. Nonsense. Well, my name's not a big name. Nonsense. He didn't predestinate us based on who we were or where we came from, but he predestinated us upon one thing, the blood of Almighty God. And the power that that blood would possess in this hour, that power still, that blood still got power to take the vilest of sinner and make a son or daughter of God out of him. That blood's not lost its power. It still got power tonight. One drop of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will change you forever. God knew the expectations of what he placed on the inside of you. Now notice this. The message of the hour is more than a message of expectation. It's a message of manifestation. Oh, Brother Andrew, we need a revival. Truly we do. But what kind of revival do we need? Because a lot of people want a repeat of Pentecost. A lot of people want a workup. A lot of people want a big move of God that mounts to nothing. Well, I'm going to preach tonight with or without you. They want a move of God that produces a lot of fleshly manifestation. But let me say this tonight. I've heard people say, so-and-so got prayed for. Sister so-and-so got this. And she got a real touch. Well, what happened after the touch? Is this thing still working? What happened after the touch? See, it's one thing. Let's say this tonight. If my God's only big enough to bring somebody to an altar and make them shout and make them dance, but not got enough power to make them live right, what kind of God are we serving here tonight? My God's got power to bring you out of sin, and then he's got power to keep you out of sin. My God's got power to give you the Holy Ghost, and he's got power to keep you on fire with the Holy Ghost. That's how great our God is. God ain't some doty grandpa.
Come on, God, it's time to go to church.
No, no. Come on now.
Let's go down there and see what they're doing. Look at them. Sitting there just like their dirty old grandpa. It's not my God. That's not my God. My God's greater. My God is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Now notice, Brother Ram says, in modern events are made clear by prophecy. He says he was only manifested in temporarily in the other churches. Oh, I'm about to shout. He was only manifested temporarily in the other church ages. So each church age had a temporary manifestation of who he was. That's why Brother Branham said each age having a dip in the Holy Ghost. But this age, we didn't get a dip in the Holy Ghost. We got a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We got something great tonight. So each age, he amorphated himself. He revealed himself to that age in a certain portion of who he was. But in this age, in the form of justification, he revealed himself temporarily in the form of sanctification. But in this age, that's the coming now, which is the bride age. It is the full manifestation of who he is. This age, my brother, sister, the age that we are now living in is the full manifestation of who he is. We're not feeding tonight on something dead. We're not trying to pluck through the trash can. We are feeding on the real God who has revealed himself to every single one of us. Why go to the dumpster of the restaurant when you can go to the buffet? Huh? You can look at me and tell I go to buffets. Huh? Why go to the dumpster when you can go to the fresh? That's why we're not here trying to pick a little bit of what's left of Pentecost and pick a little what's left of it. We've got a fresh age. He says the age that's coming now is the full manifestation of the vindication of Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. This age is receiving the full manifestation of who he is. Glory to God. God, listen, I love this. God has had expectations for many things. But in this age, God had an expectation for a bride. God had such an expectation that in this age, glory to God, that in this age there would come a bride out of the darkest age that had ever been. So he said, you know what? In this last and final church age, I myself, not send an angel, not send somebody else, I'm going down myself to step into that church age. To walk with them, Brother Orville. To talk with them. To speak to them. To tell them the things that are happening in this hour. I'm going down myself. Brother Branham says that now the believer that will stay with the Bible and stay with God, then he will. The true church will be the bride of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So listen, God the Creator, in the beginning, had expectations for the natural creation. In Him was expectations of somebody being saved because He was a Savior. In Him was this expectation, but Terry, when He looked out and He saw the earth was nothing but total chaos. There was no form. There was no there was nothing. The earth was just, it was just there. And so God, in His natural, glory to God. So God, in His natural creation, went to creating and said, let there be light. And there was light.
Let there be a sun, and there was a sun. Let there be a moon. Let there be all these things. And the voice of creation spoke under, glory to God, spoke under expectation. And then when it come to pass, it was the manifestation of the expectation. Hallelujah. God began to say, let there be, and there was. God began to say, let there be this, and there was. That's why I ain't got time for Darwin. I said, that's why I ain't got time for Darwin. Well, that's free of charge. Huh? Darwin's theory of evolution takes you away from the cross. But if you got to have a theory of evolution, the real evolution takes you closer to the cross. Amen. So notice, even with the creation of the heavens, how God could step back and look and see all this creation. And think, the voice of the Creator created this. How God looked in trees and animals and all these things were created. But yet there was one thing lacking. You. A bride. A people. Even with the creation of the heavens and the earth, the light, the moon, the sun, the stars, God still had a desire for a bride. God still had a desire. I will have a bride. This creation, Brother Ram says, this creation, it fell into a fallen state. I hope y'all come to have church from here on out. This creation fell into a fallen state. So there, brother and sister, there must be something saved. There must be something saved this fallen creation. Oh God. So what happens? So now God stands back and he sees all this is the created, but yet Satan got involved in it. So Romans 8:19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. So when the fall in the garden happened, everything went back. But God longed for somebody to come that he could entrust. Amen. Glory to God. That he could entrust with this great plan once again. And guess who he chose? You. And he chose you. And he chose you. And he chose me to invest himself in this bride that I desire to see a reflection of my life back on the earth again. And the only way I'm going to do it is I must come down and become one of them. Amen. Truly, it's manifesting time. It's not sleeping time. Manifesting time. It's not daydreaming time. It's manifesting time. Brother Andrew, we'd have a manifestation if we had more quoters. Somebody told me that the other day, Brother Gene. They said, you know what, we need more quoters. I thought we got more quoters we can handle. You can start a quote and they can finish it before you start it. Well, preach somebody. We don't need more quoters. We need manifestors. We need sons and daughters of God that so desire to possess the reality of who God is, that their very life breathes, their very heart beats for Jesus Christ and Him alone. That should be the desire of every son, of every daughter, of every believer. To manifest Christ. It's manifesting time. It's manifesting time. Woo, I think I'll say it again. It's manifesting time. I think I'll say it one more time. It's manifesting time. I think I'll say it one more time. It's manifesting time. It's manifesting time. It's the bride's revival. Manifesting time. Not sitting time. Manifesting time. Now notice, what's a manifestation? It's an event. It's an action or object that clearly shows or embodies something. Did y'all hear what I said? It's something, so it don't just clearly show it. It don't just sit around and talk about it, but it actually steps into it. It's actually embodying something. Woo! It's embodying something. Especially a theory, which our God's not a theory. So I'm not embodying theories. But I do like this one. Embodying something that has an abstract to it. Glory to God. So it's actually embodying something that possesses power. So out here tonight, if I rode up on the parking lot with a car and I pushed it up there and I barely got it up there and I sit down in it and I said, sorry folks, it won't start. But I'm giving this away to whoever wants it. Anybody? First hand? Come get it. Take it home. If it makes it, come get it. You think he's crazy? But if I pulled up the... Oh, God. But if I pulled up on the parking lot with the latest edition of whatever sports cars just come out, and it had all the fine-tuning to it, it run like you... It had nice tires and wheels. I'd say, whoever wants it, come get it. Probably knock me down trying to get it. Why? Because nobody, listen, because nobody wants to possess something that's as dead as them. They want to possess something that's got some life in it. And let me tell you tonight, if you want to see a manifestation of this message, it's going to take some life. It's going to take more than Sunday morning visits and Saturday night church services. It's going to take some life. It's going to take some dedication. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some of your time. But let me tell you, brother, one day between 6 and 9, when this bride raptures up off the earth, it'll be worth every sacrifice. It'll be worth every test. It'll be worth every trial when you change from mortal to immortality. Want to see something with some life in it. Oh, it's getting ready to get good right here. So God never makes one promise without having some way to back that promise up. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. What's he speaking of here? The bride. That he might present it to himself. A beat down, defeated, barely makes it church service to... That he might present himself a glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Let me say this, if God looked down through time and saw that we would have a need of a lamb, and God provided a lamb, and God provided a sacrifice that you and I could possess here tonight, that sacrifice wasn't a beat down sacrifice. It had not one blemish. It had not one spot. And if our God gave his best, don't you think it's time some of us start giving God our best? You say, Brother Andrew, I ain't the loudest. Amen. I didn't say the loudest. I said the best. God knows what you're capable of. God knows what I'm capable of. God knows what you're capable of. God's not expecting something that you can't do. He's expecting the seed of life, of eternal life that he placed inside of your soul to do with the potential that he knew it would do. If God called you to be a singer, sing with all the glory of God. If God... Oh. If God called you to be an amener, give it your best amen. If God called you to be a hand waver, wave those hands like you can't wave them no better. Whatever God called you to do, it's time we start manifesting His life again. God, just confess something tonight. I'm tired of dead church services. Huh? We ought to be tired of it. I mean, if that's all we can possess, that ought to be, we ought to be happy with it. But when we've got more to possess, the Bible says in Numbers, God told them to go in and dispossess the land before they possessed it. Huh? He told them to go in there and dispossess the land and then go in and possess it. Why? Because there were some things that had some, that was possessing that land, but the land did not belong to them. I'm going to say it again for people that's asleep. Amen. There was things in there that did not belong to the people that was possessing it. So God said, you know what? I'll give you this land. It's a great land. It's abundant land. It's a mighty land. But before you go in and possess it, you've got to go in there and you've got to start doing some dispossessing. And you know what dispossess means? Put in poverty. Impoverish. Basically putting the unemployment line. Woo, I'm about to shout. You know what we need to do is start dispossessing some devils that are possessing our lives. Come on, somebody. The demon of sickness has got no right to your life. The demon of depression, it has no right to your life. The demon of suicidal spirits has no right to your life. None of these demons that's walking on our land, service in and service out, has not one right on our land. It's time the mighty sons and daughters of God arise to manifestation and start dispossessing every single devil that's on your land. Drive it out. Kick it out. Run it out. Do what you got to do and possess your land. Possess your land. Possess your land. Possess it tonight. God's give you the land. It's time to possess it. There ain't one demon of cancer got a right on my land. Tell you something else. There's not a demon of complexes that's got a right on your land either. Standing in the gap where Brother Brandon preached, he said, I built my own complex. Notice this. Satan produced the material. But who did the building? Brother Michael, is this thing still working? Huh? Satan, he provided the material for the complex. But what did Brother Brandon sit up and say, oh, let me tell you something, friends. The devil built the biggest complex around me. It's all the devil's fault. It's the church's fault. It's the pastor's fault. It's my fault. He stood up and said, I built the complex. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I built the complex, but let me tell you this, the devil's sitting here tonight, and just as fast as he can work, is as fast as he's making building blocks to help you keep building this complex. But it's time tonight, as sons and daughters of God, that we do as a prophet of God done, and tear down the complexes. Tear them down. Don't build them up. Tear them down. That complex of faults, I'm just taking this hot off the press tonight. That complex of faults, that complex of fears, that complex that so grips people's lives that they can't say amen. It's time tonight to have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival of manifestation and start tearing them down. Start testifying what you're going to be. I'm the bride. I'm the bride. Brother Bill, I'm the bride. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. Satan has no rights on my property. The Word of God told me I was going to be a glorious church. And by God's grace, I'm going to possess it. The Word of God told me that this bride would be without spot. She would be without wrinkle. It's right there. Read it. And possess it. It's time for revival and manifestation. Some people's in a revival of fixation. They don't move. They're just fixed. I mean, the Holy Ghost blow through and somebody start crying. It's in your land. God said I would set boundaries around you. Well, brother, I'm afraid if I say amen, I might get carried away. I would to God some message people would get carried away long enough to get saved. Get carried away in the Spirit of God one time. Be like John, who said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me, as it were, the sound of a trumpet. Let me say this tonight. If you ever, oh, glory to God. People say a move of God, it causes cold chills to run up and down my arms. Well, as Brother Branham said, if you ever make it to heaven, you'll freeze to death. Friends, if we can't possess these things, why preach them? Oh, glory. Huh? God wants to see this. God wants to see His Word manifested. Not sitting on a shelf somewhere. Not a replica of some briefcase. Amen. I might have said here before, I'll say it again. God's not looking for people that's wearing a belt buckle, got their hat tipped like Brother Branham, packing their Bible like Brother Branham, and eating a Red Hot. That's not what God's looking for. That's not what He's looking for. He's looking for this Word that a prophet of God preached. He's looking for this Word right here to come up off the pages of this old blessed book and step inside of shoe leather and go to walking around and manifesting every single promise that God placed in it. That's what He's looking for. And I just want the devil to know that's what we're going to be. By God's grace, that, my brother, my sister, is what we're going to possess for the gene by the grace of Almighty God. Oh, the devil might sit back and laugh and say they're not taking big old leaps, but that's okay. Little by little, by little, by little, by little, I will drive every devil off of my property and I will possess the inheritance that God has given me in this hour. By God's grace, not by might. Not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Let me hurry up and quit. And that we know there's going to be a bride. And there's going to be a wedding supper served in the skies. It's almost supper time. It's almost supper time. Oh, God. Ooh. Amen. Many people call themselves believers, but I wonder if that's what the Word calls us. Let me hurry up and close. The Bible says this in St. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Brother Branham reads that scripture in Spoken Word, his original seed in 1962. And Brother Branham says, what is it? The same seed. Now I'm sweating. Let me make sure I read what Brother Branham said right. That's what he said. He reads this scripture, Brother Terry, and then he turns around and he says, what is it? The same seed. And then he goes on to say, then the works will be manifested in him are the same, for it is the same seed, Word of God. God, oh, I love this. God's Son was his example seed. So God's Son was his example seed. I'm having a Pentecostal jubilee right now, Brother Gene. You know why? Because this is my inheritance. I said, this is my inheritance. God didn't send the prophet for me to take my old doctrines and stuff and try to mix with the revelation of this message. God sent a prophet, Brother Harry, that we could die out to everything that had ever been taught and open our ears to what a prophet of God said. And if a prophet of God said it, you better believe I've got backbone enough to preach it. If a prophet of God said it, there ought to be some sons and daughters of God that's got enough backbone to stand up and believe it. I believe it. I may not be able to understand it and quote it, but I believe it. God's Son was his example seed, and what his life was when the Spirit poured upon him after his baptism. And the Holy Ghost come upon him, the very life that he produced. Well, that same water and spirit of the Holy Ghost will bring forth the same kind of life. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost and you ain't living the life according to God's example seed. Amen. The Holy Ghost falls on the seed of God, it'll produce the same kind of life in that seed of God that it produced in the Son of God. Nothing different. Everything alike. Doing the same thing that he did. Oh, God have mercy. Woo, somebody open them doors. Doing the same thing he did. If it's the same seed, I love this. Son of God's seed will bring forth Son of God's seed. Amen. Son of God's seed, Brother Brad, will bring forth Son of God's seed. You know why sons and daughters of God are sitting on these pews tonight? It's because there's a Son of God's seed in here somewhere. You know why daughters of God are sitting on these pews tonight? Because somewhere there is son and daughter of God's seed that's waiting to be manifested. Oh, hallelujah. But the key to true manifestation is true seed. Oh, I'm about to shout. Because the only way you can manifest something is something's got to be on the inside. Come on, somebody. Well, glory to God, I'm the predestinated seed, but I can't kick sin out of my life. I beg to differ. Predestination is not an excuse for us to sin. It's not a license to sin either. It's a glorious mystery that God revealed to this bride that we can possess. Let me say this. You know why Baptists couldn't preach it? Because they didn't have the revelation on it. You know why Pentecostals shut it up and pushed it to the side? Because they didn't know what he was saying. But God sent Elijah in this hour to tell me I never was lost. I always was saved. I got saved on any certain day. I was lost in the trespasses of my sin. But in the eyes of Almighty God, he knew exactly where you was at. 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 You might have been in a tin can alley somewhere. You might have been hidden under a church pew somewhere. But God walked in the midst of darkness and quickened that seed. This is the revival of manifestation.
This is the bride's revival. Sons and daughters of God manifesting His seed.
Boo devil. Boo devil. Boo devil. It was said in Genesis 3, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Yeah. See, Brother Branham taught us, for the sake of time, I'm going to skip through these quotes real quick. Brother Branham taught us this, that the tree, there was two trees in the midst of the garden, did he not? He said one tree was the tree of life. He said the other tree is definitely Satan because of what came forth of that tree. That's why Jesus said, the works that I do testify of me. I love this. He said they must have had a part in the sovereign plan and purpose of God in their relationship to mankind and to Himself, for we can never impute omniscience unto God. This is all true so far, is it not? Is it not, he said, now the word most definitely sets forth from before the foundation of the earth, the purpose of God was to share his eternal life with man. But that life could not and would not be shared in any other than through the way of God manifest in the flesh. Those two trees, Brother Abraham said, those two seeds, they long to inject themselves into the human race. That's why now we've got the battle between the tares and between the wheat. Because an enemy hath done this. Let's close with this. St. Luke chapter 2 verse 25. Let's just read Isaiah 7:14. It says this, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 53, Isaiah 7, Isaiah 9 was all the prophecy or expectation of the one that was to come. It was all the prophecy. It was all the building up on the faith of expectation that there was one to come. Not three, one. Can you imagine how this must have built such an expectation among the people? Can you bear me just a few more minutes? St. Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Brother Branham said Simeon was about 80 years old. When you saw Simeon coming to church, you felt sorry for the poor guy. Oh, yeah. And he thought, give it up, man. Stay at home. Just play a tape. Just give it up. I mean, we're 15 and 20 and 25 years old and we don't even go to church. We just stay home, play a tape. Just give it up, buddy. But Simeon had an expectation. Simeon had something on the inside of him that was possessing his mind. It was possessing his soul. It was possessing his very being. He couldn't stay at home if he wanted to, because something inside of him was crying out. Something was crying out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Simeon was about 80 years old, Brother Bram says. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. It was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. So that morning,
could see me and kind of got up. Oh, I forgot the scroll. Let's turn over here and read something here. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Simeon, calm down now. Calm down. You're in the message, Simeon. You go to the biggest message church. Calm down, Simeon. Simeon said nonsense. Amen. Because it was revealed, Brother Bill, to him by the Holy Ghost. Simeon said, oh, I can't wait to get to church. Woo! I was real tired and kind of stiff when I started reading, but the more I'm reading, the more I'm loosening up. The more I'm feeding on, the stronger I'm getting. The more I'm hearing, the more I'm getting homesick for the other side. Simeon jumped up. And he took off. And he got there. And Brother Abraham said, now Christ had been the center of all hopes since the Garden of Eden of redemption. When they come back, Brother Simeon's house, Brother Terry, and said, God didn't send a prophet. God, Brother Branham ain't Malachi 4. Who fulfilled Revelation 10:7? You better run from that message. Simeon jumped up and said, I've been holding on to it for 80 years. Been holding on to this for 80 years, and you've crossed the wrong guy today to tell me this message ain't right. Let me say this tonight. Is there any Simeons among us tonight? Is there any Simeons among us tonight that the devil will cross you and tell you this ain't for you and you can't possess this, but you'd be like Simeon and say, it's been revealed unto me, not by a man, not by a preacher, not by a teacher, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. The Holy Ghost has revealed this to my soul. There ain't enough devils. There ain't enough backsliders. There ain't enough reprobates. There ain't enough lying preachers to talk me out of it. It's revealed to me. I possess this revelation. He did fulfill what the Word said He would.
Brother Ram said he was 80 years old, boldly confessing that he wasn't going to die until he seen Christ. No matter how dark it got, no matter how many people wrote him emails and said, Simeon, run. Run while the running's good. Simeon said, I am running for my life. And let me close here. Brother Bram says this, and that's the way tonight. He says, many of you here may seem like that your time of deliverance is way away. Expectation. Expectation. See, expectation can play tricks on you. Expectation can tell you it's years down the road. Take your time. Take your time. Don't get a revelation. Just sit there. Your time's coming way down the road. But the truth, oh God. But the Son of God seed that produces Son of God seed inside of your soul raises up and says, I'm sorry, devil, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Brother M said, and many of you here may seem like that your time of deliverance is way away, but sometime when it seems the farthest away and the darkest of hour, that's when you receive help from God.
when it looks like everything's falling apart, when it looks like there's no more hope, when it looks like everything crumbles right before your eyes, when you can't see another church service, when you can't see another amen, when you can't see another hand clap, that's when Jesus passes by. It's always the darkest of hours, and then Jesus comes along. Let's just close. Simeon walked in the temple that morning. He was real low. He thought, you know what? I was feeding my seed this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to preach myself flat jack happy. Y'all just sit there and look at me. I was feeding my seed this morning. I was reading, sirs, is this the end time sign? I was reading, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I was sitting there feeding on the seven seals and the seven church ages. I was reading about the God that was, the God which is, and the God which shall be. And something rose up in my soul and said, Simeon, you better get to church early this morning. You better get up and get to church. Simeon said, my flesh didn't feel like going, but my seed inside of my soul, oh, hallelujah, it got to pulsating something on the inside of me, and I jumped up quicker than I'd ever jumped up before. And I took off running to church, and Simeon sat down, and about that time, Brother Bill, there come a little young lady walking down the aisle packing a baby. Here she come, packing that little baby in her arms. And Simeon went over and took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. It was the revival of manifestation. Can you imagine all them people that sit in the back row and watch Simeon every single service? There he goes again. Oh, gosh. Look at him. Shouting about a rapture. Sick in his body, but still shouting about a rapture. Look at her, raising her hand and glorifying God. If she only knew that I knew what she had done a few years ago. Well, listen here, gossip. We don't care what you know. We care about one thing. That's the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that's more than able to reach down and save from the guttermost to the uttermost. He is still Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And rest assured tonight, God will meet your expectation. I don't care if your son's running so far, you can't see him in church again. I don't care if your family's falling apart. God will reach down and pick it up and turn the situation around. Let's stand on our feet. He is still Jehovah Jireh. He is still Emmanuel. He is still El Shaddai. He is still the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, you don't understand. Somebody looked at me one time and they said this. I was praying with a brother one time. I said, buddy, won't you give your heart to God? Won't you let Him change your life? He looked at me, Brother Terry, and he said, you don't understand what a sinner I've been. And I looked at him and I said, but you don't understand what a Savior Jesus is. This message is more than expectation. It's manifestation. Let me tell you, are you saying don't expect no more? That's not what I'm saying. Every time you come on them church doors, pack your expectation in here. Pack your expectation of healing. Pack your expectation of deliverance. Pack your expectation of God saving your family. Pack your expectation of God healing your sickness. But when you walk out those doors, you pack the manifestation of the living God right out that door. Watch God. Try God and see if He won't send a revival of manifestation right among you. Hallelujah. Simeon was led by the Spirit. The same Spirit that gave the promise to Simeon is the same Spirit that led Simeon to the promise. Woo! That ought to make a Presbyterian speak in tongues. Amen! The same Spirit that gave Simeon the promise. Can you imagine, Brother Wes, when Simeon sat down that day and was studying that scroll and reading over that? And the Holy Spirit passed by and said, Simeon, 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 you're not going to die.
Amen.
Until you see the Lord's
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. Amen.
And like a good message believer, Simeon said, I can imagine something rose up in Simeon. And he said, Amen! Like we're going to look at in the morning, Brother Bram said, when the revelation of stimulation come to me, I like to woke the neighborhood up. I can imagine Simeon said, Amen! Amen! That's my God. That's my King. Simeon was familiar with that Spirit. And then the day that Spirit led Simeon to the temple, and there was that baby. Simeon said, this is all too familiar to me. Oh, God. Woo! I'm about to shout. This is all too familiar to me. That's the same Spirit that spoke to me and told me I wasn't going to die till I seen this baby. That's the same Spirit that quickened the seed of God inside of my soul and said, come out of her, my people. That's it. Listen, friends, people's got this idea. There's two Holy Ghosts. There's one for the preacher. There's one for the deacon. There's one. Oh, no. There's one Holy Ghost. It's for the Brother Branham. It's for you. It's for me. It's for the young people. It's the same Holy Ghost. And this same Holy Ghost that we've got tonight, we'll still have it when we reach the other side. Hallelujah. We'll still possess it. Preview. Mary was expecting Jesus, but when he was born, he was the manifestation of the expectation that was inside her womb. Somebody, Brother Dan, somebody is going to produce this message. No. I'm not talking about producing it off of tapes and making books and stuff. No. I'm talking about somebody is going to become this message. Brother Harry, somebody's going to do more than just sit around and argue about where do you stand on this and how do you believe that and what do you think about this. And somebody's going to do more than that. Somebody's going to open that word and say, found the place that was written of him and manifested the promise of God. What's your expectation tonight? What is your expectation? Would it be deliverance? Would it be healing? What would it be tonight? Maybe you have gone about as low as Simeon went when he had a revelation of the promise, but yet the flesh was still there. Yet the flesh was still pulling. Simeon and Eve. Maybe that's you tonight. Let God pass by your way. I might have said this last time I was here. People say, I wonder if Jesus even passes by this church. I was 9 years old when Jesus passed by this church. And I'm sorry, I've never got over getting saved. I've never got over a Pentecostal experience that God birthed inside of my soul. A real genuine one. And I pray, Brother Terry, I never get over it. What about you tonight? What about you?
Would you be like Simeon? Lord, pass by my way. Reveal yourself to me. Lord, open my eyes to see this manifestation. There's millions. How many people have we passed by this week, Brother Harry, that'll pack himself in a denominational church in the morning and worship according only to what they know and have no revival? But we'll sit here in the morning by God's grace, if God would tarry until morning, raise our hands, praise our God, receive something of eternal value. Let's bow our heads together tonight. I ask you tonight, friends, are you like Simeon? Has it been revealed to you? No, I'm not talking about an emotion or a sensation, or you went to youth camp or you went to some special meeting. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm asking you, has that direct revelation of God spoke into your soul and into your life and into your heart and manifested itself to you? That you know, that we know, that we know. Friends, that was a big thing for Simeon to get up and testify in testimony service that night. Anybody got anything to say? Simeon stand up and say, I do. God bless you, Brother Simeon. What do you got to say? I was praying the other day. I was reading the scrolls. And God spoke to me by the Holy Ghost. And said, Simeon, you're not going to die until you have seen the Lord's Christ. Maybe they chuckled a little bit. Maybe they made fun of him. Maybe they said, oh, that's pitiful. Poor guy, he's just gone off the deep end. But Simeon knew. It was always the darkest of hours. And then Jesus came along. And Simeon knew, this day is my day. What about it, friends? Can you say that tonight in your soul? That I know, that I know, that I know God has revealed it to me. Well, if you can't, hallelujah. Tonight is the night to settle it. Tonight is the night to rest it sure in your heart. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, dear God. Lord, I truly believe you have passed by our way again tonight. Lord, since you opened my eyes to this little, Lord, I know it's simple, but Lord, since you opened my eyes to it, God, I haven't been able to stop rejoicing, Lord. To hear a prophet preach a message on the third seal and begin to talk about God manifesting himself and God vindicating himself and how each prophet has spoke about this day coming, how Jesus spoke about it and John spoke about it and Paul and all and Joel and all these different prophets and how Brother Branham went through there and laid it out scripture by scripture by scripture by scripture. And then he comes and says, the bride hasn't had a real manifestation and stirring yet. But God, I want to raise my hands tonight and thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live in the day where we can say we are experiencing the bride's revival. We are experiencing what your prophet labored over for year after year after year and broke down denominational barriers and tore down denominational walls to stand and tell the people that denominational systems have rejected God and stand there and say Pentecost has died. All them preachers were going to come, Lord, and stand by his side and repent and be baptized. And Brother Bram said, not a one of them come. You know why? She's dead. Pentecost died. She organized and God passed her by. But Lord, I love how your prophet said that remnant was still there. Hallelujah! Of a group of people in this hour, Lord, that need you more than anything, Lord. We stand tonight and we boldly declare, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need that revelation in our lives. Oh God, we need that manifestation, Lord. Lord, we know your prophet told us in the Church Age book, as I read it today, he said Holy Ghost manifestation is not necessarily evidence of being Holy Ghost filled. And Lord, I say amen to that. I believe that, Lord. As your prophet said, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost is whenever a believer can say amen to that word. Lord, we may not understand it, but Lord, we say amen. We may not be able to quote it all, but we say amen. The preacher may preach it across the pulpit to us, and we might not agree with it, but we say amen, because we know if we'll say amen to that word, that by the grace of Almighty God, the same God that led us to this place will lead us on home. Help us tonight, dear God, I pray. Help us, Lord. I pray that we would not, Lord, we would not become, Lord, just a message church, Father, that we would just have expectations, Lord. As I travel and go to different meetings, Lord, I hear people say, you know, it's like it's a certain message cliche, Lord. Oh, come under expectation, come expecting. And that's all they say, Lord. But God, I pray somehow, some way, that we could move from that just under expectation to say our God is greater than just expectation. Our God is able to manifest every promise in the book. Oh, God, maybe there's something out, Lord, that needs to dispossess some things in their life. Maybe the enemy has possessed this. Maybe the enemy has possessed their prayer life. Maybe the enemy has possessed their ears. He's possessed their eyes. But oh God, may this be our night, Lord, that we would be as Simeon, Lord. We would be as Shamgar. We would be as David, Lord. We would be as Samson, Lord. We would recognize our land lays before us, oh God, and we would rise up and drive out the enemy and possess everything. Oh, may this be the night that somebody would take attitudes and put it in the unemployment line. May this be the night that somebody would take pride and put it in the unemployment line. May this be the night somebody would take besetting sins and may we put them in the unemployment line. May we dispossess every devil that's on our property. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grant it, Lord Jesus, we pray. Let this be the bride's revival, Lord. Lord, as I was studying late last night, as your spirit just spoke to my heart and said it won't be a manifestation of sensation or emotion, but it'll be a revival of manifestation. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe that was just a gold nugget for me, but I say thank you, Lord. Because I've seen people shout, not have 1 ounce of God in them. I've seen people speak in tongues and go out and light up a cigarette. But oh God, I want to see the power of manifestation, of the expectation given way to a true walk with you, to a true consecrated life with you, Lord. Grant it tonight, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. Friends, I believe He's here tonight. Just talk to Him for a minute. We don't need to be in no rush. We'll dismiss soon enough. Let this be the night that Jesus would pass by your way. Maybe you're like Simeon was, the darkest hour, the darkest time. But Brother Branham said, remember, it's always that darkest hour. Then it's like help is right there. Friends, I was studying last night and I heard Brother Branham make this statement on a tape. And I've heard people quote it. I've probably quoted it myself. You know, sometimes you just study a while and repent a whole lot. I heard Brother Branham make this statement. But Tony, Brother Branham said, he said, it's like this God dishonoring proverb that we have. That God helps those that help themselves. And I thought, wow. We've all said it. But a prophet of God says that's God dishonoring proverb. That God helps those that help themselves. He said, because if we could help ourselves, we wouldn't need God. Friends, that struck a fire in my soul. Because maybe we look at others, or maybe we even look at ourselves and say, oh, I'll help myself. I can do it. Or won't they help themselves? They want God to do something. Won't they do something? Because if they could do something, what would be the use in God doing anything? Think about it. God, help me to have a personal revival of manifestation. Help me. Well, when Brother Donnie gets back, let him in. When this preacher, no, let it be birthed within us tonight. Let this word be birthed inside of our lives. Hallelujah. Let Harry sing something for us, brother. Let's just worship Him for a minute. Let's do as the prophet said. Now let's water this word with our praise. Water that seed with your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Reach out.
Hallelujah.
And touch the Lord as He goes by.
you just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Oh, just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy. Can hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs He will supply. If you just reach out and touch the Lord as He and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's never too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. All your needs He will supply. If you just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. All your needs He will supply. If you just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. And there's a for you, your Father is working it right now. Your prayer has been heard, and the answer's on the way. There's a miracle. prayer has been heard, and the answer's on the way. There's a miracle in the making for you today. The crown was great, but she knew she had to reach him, for he was her. His garment. Oh, right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. And there's a miracle in the making. Just for you, your Father is working it right now. Your prayer has been heard, and the answer's on the way. Still you've heard no answer. Has your faith grown weak and you feel you're all alone? Child, don't give up, for this God won't leave you. There's a miracle for you. Just keep holding on. And there's a miracle in the making. Just for you, your Father is working it right now. Your prayer has been heard, and the answer's on the way. Yes, one just for you, your Father is working in life. Your prayer has been heard, and the answer's on the way. this thing and ponder them deep within her heart. She believed in God, never one time felt desirous to depart.
The Spirit of the Lord over.
overshadow her. And said that you'll conceive a child. Sin cannot defile, and she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she kept deceiving and pondering them deep, hid them deep within her. She believed in God. This world could be born in Mary. Then I know, I believe it can be born in you and me. So I'll keep these things and ponder them.
Hallelujah. Brother Harry, we sing in Christ alone. Let's just sing this just before we go tonight. He's here tonight, friends. I don't care what need you have in your life. I don't care what situation. God is more than able to move right now. God, hallelujah, is more than able to move right now. But Brother Andrew, it's the darkest hour. God is more than able to move right now. Brother Sam, I believe you was struggling in your back Wednesday, weren't you? He's sitting there tonight. Our God's still alive. Our God's still alive. He's not dead. He's alive. You want a personal revival tonight? Ask Him for it. You ain't even got to come to this altar to get it. You can get it right there at your pew, Brother Wes. You need healing in your body? Ask Him for it. Healing is the children's bread. Let's just worship Him just before we go. Sing it, Brother Harry.
In Christ alone will I glory. Hallelujah. Though I can pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure. And by His strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands. But those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I play my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope.
Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed. And only His tender mercies could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, to count my gains but losses to the glory of my
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we love You tonight, dear God. Lord, we believe You are among us tonight, Lord. And Lord, we believe as Your prophet taught us that the shout of the King is in the camp tonight. And Lord, I pray that every son of God would recognize their place tonight, Lord, as Your word said, that for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh God, I pray that we would realize who we are tonight, Lord. We would come to our place in the word, God. I pray for that the daughters of God tonight, that every seed of God here tonight would see who they are tonight, that they would stand against the enemy. They would stand against Satan. Oh God, it's getting dark out there, Lord, and it's only going to get darker. But in the darkest of hours, then Jesus comes along. In Christ alone tonight, we testify, Lord, that all of our hope, all that we are tonight, Lord, all in all is You, Father. You are our healer, Lord. You are our Savior, Lord. You're our deliverer, Lord. You're our comforter when we're lonely. You're our friend when we're friendless, Lord. You lift us up when we're down. You pick us up when we're in the dumps of life, oh God. Heavenly Father, tonight, manifest Yourself to every person tonight, God. Heal our sick, Lord. Save our lost, Father. May everyone tonight have that revival of manifestation in their life, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. God bless you, friends. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Harry, sing it for us as we're dismissed. What a mighty God Jesus is. Let me ask you something out just before you go. Do you really realize who you're serving? Brother Burke, do we really realize who we're serving? Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Emmanuel. But Terry stood there that day and he looked and those people were crying, tears coming out of their eyes. He said, "Don't weep, for this cause was I born." Devil, don't feel sorry for us. For this cause, we were born. God bless you. God richly bless you. You're dismissed. Sing it for us, Brother Harry. Service in the morning at 11.
God bless you.
What a mighty God Jesus is. Ooh. What a mighty God. Heaven and earth adore Him. His people bow before Him.
Hallelujah.
Sing, what a mighty God, Jesus is. What a mighty God.
Jesus, you.